13. We're going to read the first 9 verses. And tonight, we're going to be in Revelation 13. Probably, I know we're going to be there maybe next week, maybe 2 more. Revelation 13, you got the Antichrist, you got the false witness, and you got the mark of the beast, which is 666. You'd be surprised how much it's in the world we live in right now. You'd be surprised what that number is going around. People don't pay it no mind, don't pay it no attention, but it's on every corner. People use it a lot. But tonight, we're just going to talk about the Antichrist. I believe this is going to be toward the end of the tribulation period, getting closer to the end, getting over the halfway mark, and what's going to be taking place. Tonight, you do know this, that the Antichrist, he has power. He has power from Satan, but he don't have all the power. All the power is with Christ Jesus. So tonight, I want to talk about the Antichrist and tonight what he does and what he's going to do tonight. If you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of his Word tonight. Revelation 13 and verse number 1 in the Bible says, "And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his head the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast, and they worshiped the beast, saying, Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth and blasphemed against God, to blasphemed his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear." Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, Lord, we lift up tonight Brother Bradley. Lord God, we lift him up to you tonight and his shoulder. Lord, we'd ask you tonight to touch him in a mighty way. We'd ask you to heal that shoulder. Lord, we'd ask you to touch it like never before. Father, I'd pray that, Father, you just move on that tonight. Lord, I know he's in pain. I've talked with him, Lord God, and I pray tonight you would remove that. I pray you'd do it in Jesus' name. Lord, all over this room, there's been prayer requests. There's been praise reports. There's been people that lifted up unspoken requests. Lord, I pray you'd meet them tonight. Father, I pray tonight you'd be with Sister Tanya as she goes tomorrow and she breaks bread with them women there at Broken Lives for Women. Lord, I pray that you would give her a word that would be spoke straight to them women's heart. Lord, I pray, Father, that they'd be one lost there. If they'd be 3 lost, Lord, they'd be saved before it's eternally too late. Lord, I pray, Father God, that you just move on that. Give them traveling grace as they go to and fro. Lord, I pray tonight as we study this word tonight, Lord, that you just open our eyes, open our mind, open our heart, and let us see what the Spirit has to say. Lord, I thank you for this night. I thank you for what you're going to do. I ask you to guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Let everything I say from this point on be all about you, Father. Lord, if there's anything in my mind or anything in my memory I don't need to say, I'd ask you to go ahead and remove it right now and let it all be, thus saith the word of God. Father, I love you and I thank you. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated tonight. Tonight as we come, we're going to look at the Antichrist. In the Bible here in chapter 13, we see 2 men that are labeled as beasts that Satan will use to deceive people. The first beast is the Antichrist that we see here. And if you read on past verse number 9, you'll see the other beast that comes forth, which is the false prophet. But tonight I want to look at the Antichrist and take that and just go through that tonight. I want you to look tonight, if you will, with me in verse number 1 and in verse number 2 as the description of the Antichrist, as the description as he comes. Now tonight, this is what he's going to be like tonight. It's not exactly what he's going to be, but this is going to be his features tonight. It says in verse number 2, you look in verse number 1 at the horns and the 10 crowns and upon his head the name of blasphemy. But in verse number 2 it says, "And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him power, gave him his seat and gave him great authority. So tonight, the description of the Antichrist, when he comes on the scene, he's going to be like a leopard. And you say, preacher, what does that mean? That means he's going to be very fast. When he takes control, it's going to be swift. When he comes on the scene, it's going to be swift. It's going to be quick. There's going to be chaos. There's going to be turmoil. And people are going to be looking for an answer. They're going to be looking for somebody to help them. And the Antichrist is going to show himself. He's going to come on the scene very swiftly, and he's going to make claims that he has the answers. And at that moment, he is going to have the right answers. He's going to say the right things. He's going to do the right things, but that don't mean he's right. So he's going to be like a leopard. It's going to be very fast when he takes control, but also his feet's going to be like a bear. He's going to be strong. He's going to be stable, and he's going to be stout. He's not going to be able to be pushed around. He's not going to be able to be moved around. He's going to stand in his authority. He's going to stand in his place, and he's going to proclaim things that he thinks that he can do. He's like a leopard. His feet's like a bear, and his mouth's like a lion. You say, what is that, preacher? It's going to be fierce. It's going to be powerful, and it's going to be noticeable. Everybody's going to know when he comes on the scene. When the Antichrist shows up, everybody's going to know that he's there. It's going to be nationwide. Everybody's going to be able to see him. The internet's going to make sure of that. They're going to be able to see everything that he does. And his power, get this tonight, his power is going to come from Satan. His power, he has no power. His only power source that he has comes from Satan tonight. In verse number 2, it says that his power will come from Satan. If you notice in verse 2 and 3, he gave him his power. That power that comes forth, Satan's going to give it to this beast. He's going to give it to the Antichrist, and he's going to give him that power tonight. And he's going to be able to come on the scene. He's going to be able to give great swelling words. He's going to try to persuade people, and he is going to have an answer for a little while. And not only that does he give him his power, but he is the one that sets him in the seat and sets him high and lifted up. Satan himself is going to lift him up. You know what, tonight, Satan always uses somebody else, don't he? He always puts somebody else in a place. He always tries to lift up somebody else. He never lifts up the name of Jesus because he don't want nothing to do with Jesus. He never lifts up his name. So the power will come. His seat has already been given by Satan, and he'll have great authority in healing his wound on his head. There it says here in verse number 3, if you will, that he's wounded to death. He's got one of them heads there. He's going to have a mark. Now, some commentaries believe that that's going to be a nation that's going to be wounded, that's going to be hit, and it's going to rise back up. It's going to come back into power. It's going to come back into great power. But I want you to know tonight that it's going to be on display for all to see. There's going to be a lot of things going on, a lot of things taking place, and it's going to blow people's mind that how he's got all the answers in all the right places. If you get around somebody that's a know-it-all, and they got all the answers, and they can tell you how to do it every time, 99% of the time, they've never done it themselves. Can I get an amen? They're a carbon copy. They're not the real thing. They're not what they're supposed to be. So when he comes on the scene tonight, and his description is he's going to come on fast, and he's going to have power. He's going to have a seat. He's going to have great authority, and he's going to be healed that wound that is on his head. So tonight, I see the description of the Antichrist, and that 3.5 years after we're at the end of the 3.5, getting to the next 3.5, I see the desire of the Antichrist. And tonight, I want you to get this. The Antichrist is not Satan. Hello, everybody got that? The Antichrist is not Satan. He's a beast that comes up that is powered by Satan, but he is not Satan. But tonight, I want you to get this. His desire is this tonight, and I wrote this down, and I want you to understand this as we go on through the book of Revelation. When Antichrist is worshipped, they will be also worshiping Satan. That's what's going to happen. When they start worshiping the Antichrist, they're going to be worshiping Satan as well. He is backing him. He's pushing him. He's leading him in the wrong direction. He's putting him where he wants to be. He's putting him out on the front runner. He's putting him out there. He's come out of that pit. And get this tonight. Satan has always desired to be worshiped. He has always desired to be worshiped. The reason he's not in heaven no longer is because he desired to be worshiped and he got kicked out. And tonight, if you'll look with me tonight, is in verse number 4. Here's what it says. And they worship the dragon, that being Satan. We studied that last week. That the dragon, that is Satan. And they worship the dragon, which gave power unto this beast. Unto this Antichrist, he gave him power. And they worship the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worship the beast. place. So they're worshiping Satan and they're worshiping this beast that come forth, that is the Antichrist, saying, who is like unto this beast? Who has given us power? Who is helping us? Who's on our side? Who is able to make war with him? He said, he is above all things. And at that moment, he is. At that moment, he is at that moment. He is having his way. But look with me in verse number 5. And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. He has got power for 42 months to do what he is wanting to do. You say, has he always desired to be worshipped? If you remember in Matthew chapter number 4 and verse number 8, when Jesus by the Spirit was led out into the wilderness, you remember what the devil did to him? He tempted him. And the Bible says, again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and he showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto them, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Satan took him out there. He said, if you'll fall down and worship me, I'll give you all these things. And what was Jesus' response? What should be our response? What should we do? You say, preacher, I'm not going to be in the tribulation period. I'm not going to be there when the Antichrist comes on the scene. No, but we may know people that is, and we ought to be warning them now to get born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. And Jesus said unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And you say, preacher, tonight, is that the only person we serve tonight? The only person you should worship tonight is Jesus Christ. Amen? So tonight, not only is that, but in 2 Thessalonians 2:4, the Bible says, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshiped, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. What did he do? What does Satan want to do? He's wanting to show himself as God. He's got all the right answers. He's got everything that is going on, and people are going to believe that lie. You say, I won't believe it if I was there. You will believe that lie. God himself, the Bible says in 2 Thessalonians, that he's going to turn them over to strong delusions, that they would believe a lie instead of believing the truth. You say, God would do that? Yes, he would. At that grace, at that moment in their life, they've heard the truth, they've heard the word, and they're finally getting down to the place that the Antichrist has come on the scene, and they're going to believe this man. They're going to believe his false way. You don't believe that now. There's people in the world we live in right now that is not preaching the true gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And people believe him and they flock to him. Let me give you this tonight. I see tonight his description, what he's going to look like. I see his desire that he wants to be worshiped. Man, that's his number one desire, that he wants to be worshiped. But I also see his deception, how he deceives tonight. He has a desire and he has a deception, how to deceive. And I want you to look at me in verse number 5 tonight. And I wrote this down on your paper if you see it. He is a smooth talker. He is a smooth talker. When the Antichrist comes on the scene, he's a smooth talker. You know who else is a smooth talker? Satan. What did he do in the Garden of Eden? Smooth talker. What does he do in people's life that fall short, that come up? What does he do? He talks to you. As long as you allow Satan to talk to you, he'll stick around as long as you want to. You may be finished with him, but he's not finished with you. You may say, I'm saved, born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm through with Satan. I don't want nothing to do with him. I don't want to talk about him. I don't want to reverence him. I don't want to do none of this. I don't want to give him no authority. And you can go through a list of things. I don't want to give him no credit or nothing. And you may be through with Satan, but he's not through with you. You better keep your eye on him tonight. You better keep an eye on him tonight. You better keep an eye on him. You better draw nigh unto God. Because if you don't, Satan's going to get you. Man, I'm telling you tonight, he is out tonight. He is out seeking whom he may devour. And tonight, man, I just on my heart, he's a smooth talker. He will make things look good. Why? Because he is the man of sin. He is the man of sin, the Antichrist, Satan himself. Even though the Antichrist is not Satan, he's run by Satan. And he is the man of sin. 2 Thessalonians 2:3, the Bible says, let no man deceive you by any means. He said, by any means, don't let nobody deceive you. Let no deception come to your life. Keep your eyes open. Don't let no swift talk come in. Don't be persuaded tonight. He said, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that the man of sin be revealed. That man of sin is going to be revealed, the son of perdition. He said he's out there. He's out there. He's roaming. He's roaming right now, even as we speak. And he is the man of sin. You say, what will he do tonight? What does sin do to a person's life? It destroys them. It destroys them tonight. Not only we see that tonight, his deception. Oh, it won't hurt. It won't hurt you this time. Here in verse number 5, he had a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. For 42 months there, he's got this free reign to do what he wants to do. He is the man of sin, and he will destroy. In Daniel chapter number 8 and verse number 24, this is what Daniel said in the Bible. Turn with me there if you will. Even though I got it wrote down, I want to show you this tonight. In Daniel tonight, if you'll turn there, chapter number 8 and verse number 24 tonight, if you have your Bible with you, I want to show you this in the Word of God tonight. Daniel chapter number 8 and verse number 24. He will destroy you. He will destroy. At this time in the tribulation period, there's going to be destroying coming. People's going to die. And man, I'm telling you tonight. And after Sunday morning, I don't know why the Lord is on me about people being lost and need to be saved as hard as he is here lately. Maybe because we're in the book of Revelation. I see time's coming to the end. I see it's getting shorter. I see it is. And you see people that say they're saved and they're living like the devil. And you're trying to tell them that's not going to work. You're not going to escape death that way. You're not going to get out of here this way. You're not going to go out of here this way. You must be born again. You must be a change in your life. You must be set free. As I walked out of this place Sunday morning, I'm telling you, I had a burden on my heart. I've had a burden on my heart all week. And it must be because we're in the book of Revelation and I see how short the time is getting and how people are being deceived and how they're being mocked and Satan's having a heyday. He's having a heyday. As long as you check your list and say, hey, I went to church, everything's good. Oh, no, it ain't. Oh, no, it ain't. Going to church, that ain't all what it is. It's being born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen? So I see he's the man of sin, but also he will destroy. Daniel 8:24, the Bible says, and his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. This Antichrist does not have any power but what is given to him by Satan. And he shall destroy wonderfully and shall prosper and practice and shall destroy the mighty and the holy people. I want you to get this tonight. He is going to do that. He's going to prosper and he's going to destroy the mighty and the holy people. And tonight, if there's one thing Satan's wanting to do right now, he wants you to think you are not prospering and the world is. And the world is. The crowd that's not following Christ, if you look at that crowd, they got it going on. They ain't having a problem one. Man, everything's just lovely. Everything's going great by looking. But tonight, can I say to you, we win at the end. Amen. I see he is the man of sin. I see he will destroy. And I see tonight that he is a liar. He is the lie. He is what a lie is tonight. And as I think about that tonight, I want to share this with you. He is a lie. He said he had a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. And you say, preacher, what is that tonight? Turn with me, if you will, to 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2. I want to show you this tonight as well, as we're in the book of Thessalonians just for a moment. And talking about that he is a lie tonight. And he wants people to believe this tonight. 2 Thessalonians 2:11. And I want you to get this tonight. Those that get to this place in their life and they've heard that gospel and they've heard that good news of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, they're going to believe the lie. They've rejected it so far, they're going to believe the lie. 2 Thessalonians 2:11, the Bible says, and for this cause God shall send them strong delusions. That's not a little g, that's a big G. I'm talking about God Almighty, the creator of the universe. I'm talking about Jehovah. I'm talking about God Almighty that sits on the throne. He's going to send them folks strong delusions that they, what will they do? Believe not the truth, but believe that lie. They're going to believe a lie. And who is that lie? The Antichrist. He's going to be giving them a lie. He's going to be spreading it to them. And you know what? Satan ain't doing them but lying in the world we live in right now. And he's spreading that everywhere he goes. He's just a liar. That's just what he is tonight. He's just a liar. Cover it in Jesus' name. He's just a liar. He said, preacher, how do you know that? I know that. Listen, we'll take just a break here. I don't want to give Satan no credit. None. I don't want to give him no credit. I don't want to give him none. I don't want to brag on him. I don't want to boast on him. I don't do none of that. But if you got your head in the sand and you don't think he's trying to get after you, you're in trouble. Man, I wish that I don't want to hear about him. You better have your eye on him. You better be ready. You better know when that liar comes your way and he starts whispering things in your ear that's not of God. Tonight, there's a lot of folks going through a lot of things because they listen to his deception, how he deceives and how he mocks and how he does, and he whispers and he's all around and he's all about and he's doing them things tonight. You say, preacher, what must I do? You must be alert tonight. You must be alert. You must be ready. You must put on the full armor of God. You must stand in the gap. You must see what Satan is doing and say, hey, that's not of God. I'm not going that way, but I'm going over here. If there's danger out there and the creek is out down here and the bridge is washed away and everything's gone and there's no way to get through and we dismiss church tonight and every church member in this place and I know the bridge is out and y'all go running down this going towards River Road, run 100 miles an hour and I let you run that way and run off in that creek and kill you, what good is that? It ain't no good. It's of no value tonight. But you know who will let you keep running and run right off in that ditch and die and be gone with? That is Satan tonight. Because tonight I'm trying to tell you this. This is on my heart so heavy. There's a time coming and we must be ready for it. We must be prepared tonight. He said he's a deceiver and he has deception all over him tonight. He is a deceiver. And if there's one thing he wants to do to everybody in this place is deceive you. He wants to deceive you. Sister Tanya, he's already trying to deceive you before you even get there tomorrow night. Do I got the right word? Should I go? Shouldn't I go? What should I do? Should I shut up? Should I talk? Should I sit down? Should I do this? Should I do that? What God's told you to do, you done second guess it 100 times. You know how I know? Been there, done that, was there tonight before I got here. Because I have an adversary. And he's like a roaring lion. You know what a lion does? He sits quiet until he sees you're not paying attention. And he pounces on you. And it's done too late. Tonight I want to show you this. The next thing here, he's a liar. He's a liar. He boasts of big things, but fulfills none of them. He boasts of big things, but fulfills none of them. The only way you're going to get the fulfillment that you need in your life is through Christ Jesus. But listen to me, he has power too. And he is the Antichrist. Satan is a liar. Look at this tonight in the book. Let me show you this. What he says here, what Daniel says here. He said he is a lie. He's going to turn. They will believe that lie instead of believing the truth. Look at his speech. We see his lie, but look at his speech. Daniel 7:20, the Bible says, and of the 10 horns that were in his head, and of the other which came up, and before whom 3 fell, even of that horn that had eyes, had a mouth that spake very great things. He said that mouth he's got can speak very great things. Speak very great things. Whose look, if you look upon him, he's stouter than all of his fellows. Stouter than all of his fellows. He has a very, very, very eloquent speech, if you will. He'll make you believe a lie. Satan will paint you, he'll put it on you. Let me just give it to you tonight. Let me move on here. I'm going to get off that. Verse 6, and he opened his mouth and blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and then that dwell in heaven. And it was given to him to make war with the saints and overcome them, Revelation 13:7. And power is given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb. Who's not written in the Lamb's book of life is going to worship him. Slain from the foundation of the world. And if any man hath ear, just let him hear. The last time I heard, if any man hath ear, let him hear, was way back over there, Revelation 3. We done 10 chapters over. And here he goes again. He says, if any man hath an ear, let him hear. He said, we got a deceiver. He is trying to deceive you. He's trying to deceive me. He's trying to deceive everybody. I don't know a lot about the book of Revelation. I'm digging my way through it as I go, but I'm learning a lot as I go. And I'm learning a lot. And I know what's going to take place in the tribulation period by reading this Bible. But everything's going to take place then, and all the things that's going on, he's trying to do it now. He's trying to have havoc now in the world we live in. If you go on down, and I want to show you this tonight before we let the kids come back in here in just a moment. I want to show you this tonight. It says in verse 10, he that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity, and he that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And then he's talking about how he beheld another beast, and that would be the false prophet. Do you know, he said they killed the saints. You know how they killed the saints? They beheaded them. You know why they beheaded them? Because they thought if they beheaded them, there'd be no resurrection of that body. Can I say tonight, it doesn't matter what happened to your head. It don't matter what happens to you. When you're saved, there's going to come a day that body's going to come out of that ground. So what about if these people's drowned and they've been ate at sea and they're going to come back? That's the power he's got. As you go on through this in the book of in chapter 13, I wish you'd go home and read chapter 13. It's going to do you a lot of good. You see tonight the Antichrist, then you're going to see the false witness, and then you're going to see the mark of the beast. And for so long, you just thought, and you may have been taught, I don't know, that the mark of the beast is going to be in the hand, on the forehead. It's going to be just the number 666. That's not all of it, folks. There's three things there that he said that could be that mark in your life. It could be the mark on your life. And I just want to touch this tonight. Here's what he says. He says this tonight. He said in verse 17, and that no man might buy or sell save he had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Let me explain to you what or is. When me and Brandy, years ago, this has been 20 years ago, no longer than that, we've been married 24, so it's been longer than that, we set up a checking account, a joint account. I have no problem with a joint account. When you ain't got no money, I want her money in there. It looks better with hers in there. You know, okay, y'all know what I'm talking about. This looks better. I mean, you know, we are what we are. I mean, you know, we're together. You know what I'm saying? Why you gonna take your money and put it over there and leave me over here broke, baby? Where is my money? She's good with her money. I'm not good with my money. But when we went to the bank, when I read that, and I'm just sharing this with you. When I read that, it's talking about that mark of the beast as we keep going on, and the Antichrist is deceiving people. When we went to First State Bank to set up that checking account, we went in there, and I said, I want to put William B. and Brandy Mills on that account. And I can't remember who it was. She said, now, if you put and on there, he's going to take both signatures. I said, what? She said, yeah, it's going to take both signatures. I thought, I might need her money. I said, well, how can I just sign it when I need? She said, well, you need to put William B. or Brandy Mills. Either one of them will work. You only take one. Either one of them will work. If you read that verse we just come from, I believe it's verse 17 there, and that no man might buy or sell. The Antichrist is a liar. Listen to me now. For so long, you thought everybody's going to walk around with 666 on the forehead. Right? You've been taught that. 666 is right across your forehead. 666 on your hand. So obvious for the whole world to see. Look what he says. And that no man might buy or sell, say he had the mark. 666, right? Or, tell me he ain't slick, he ain't sly. I will not put 666 on my body. I will, okay. He's slicker than that, son. Well, I've been taught that my whole life. Just read your Bible. He said, or the name of the beast. Or the number of his name. As you go through that and you understand what the mark is, and you understand what the name is, and you understand what the number is. Folks, I'm telling you, people ain't going to know what to do. They're going to try to stay away from one thing. He's going to get them with another. Is that not where we're living at right now? I know the Antichrist, he's not ruling, he's not reigning. Don't go there. We're not in a tribulation period. If we was, somebody else would be pastoring Sunday. Amen. They can leave the doors open, but I won't be here. I'm out of here. I'm taking the first flight out. I'm gone. And I hope you are too. I hope you're saved, washed in the blood of Jesus. You're taking the first flight out of here. But there's going to come a day that there are going to be people left behind. And they've been taught things, and they won't know what to do. They're going to be decides. They're going to be messed up. Is that not the world we live in now? As long as I ain't doing that, I'm okay. As long as I ain't there, I'm okay. As long as I ain't like so-and-so, I'm okay. And then you read the book, and he says, it don't matter what so-and-so is doing. It's between me and you. Tonight, just be careful. If I can give you anything out, just be careful. I'm not here to scare nobody. I'm not here to do nothing with nobody. I'm just telling you, be careful. The more I read this book, the more I study it, the more it's probing my heart that the time's getting nigher. It's getting closer. He said, I've heard that all my life. I have too, but I'm really getting to believe a little bit more now. And more, and more, and more, and more. Tonight, if you got somebody on your heart that's lost and you know they're lost, why not go to them? See how awkward that's going to be? It always is. I told a young man a while ago, I said, when you ask them are they saved, you're going to feel like a failure. And when you walk away from them, you're going to feel like a failure. So you might as well ask them because you're going to be a failure either way. When you ask them, you feel that way. And when you walk away, if you didn't ask them, you're going to feel that way. The The reason we are not doing that right there is because he's deceiving us. It's getting so close. It's getting so close. So close. Pray you're ready. When that time comes, I pray you're ready. I pray you said, preacher, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. It's close. It's close. Father, I love you, and I thank you for this night. Lord, I thank you for the blood. I thank you for saving my soul. Lord, I thank you tonight as we read this book of Revelation. Father, we don't want to steer away from it, but we want to just steer right toward it. Lord, there's so many warnings in that book. And Lord, I know this. We read chapter number 3 and 4, and we believe the church is raptured out. But Lord, there's still going to be people left behind. And Lord, they're going to have to know the truth, and they need to know the truth. And Lord, I pray tonight, Father, that we don't get deceived, but we stay right where you'd have us to be tonight. Father, my heart is just wanting to follow you and do what you've called me to do. And Lord, I pray tonight that you just move on our hearts this week. Lord, the excitement that's in this place as we come in every week, Lord, let's not lose that excitement of being born again. Let's not lose that fire that you've put down inside of us tonight, Father. That we stay on fire for you and we be a witness that's true tonight. Lord, I pray you bless these people and watch over them. Have your will and way in our lives. It's in Jesus' holy, precious name. Amen. Amen. Love on somebody.